USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett has gone from reported victim of a hate crime to being charged with filing a false report to Chicago police. WBBM's Bob Roberts.
Doubts about Smollett's original account began to surface more than a week ago. He claimed he was confronted in a viaduct by two men who taunted him with homophobic slurs. In the past week, accusations surfaced that Smollett actually rehearsed the attack and paid the men.
Gloria Schmidt represents the two brothers that are involved.
There was never a change of heart. There was a point where this story needed to be told, and they manned up and they said, you know what, we're going to correct this.
House Democrats could introduce a congressional resolution as early as Friday that seeks to overturn the president's border emergency declaration. It's likely to pass the House. Trump says he will veto it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has struck a preliminary election deal to try and stay in power. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Prime Minister Netanyahu striking the preliminary deal with two fringe religious nationalist parties in his bid to unify his hardline bloc ahead of Israel's April elections. His Likud party announcing it would reserve the 28th spot on its parliamentary list for the Jewish Home Party and would grant it two cabinet ministries in a future government if it agrees to merge with the Jewish Power Party. Jewish Power, comprised of hardline religious nationalists who have cast themselves as successors to the banned Kahanist movement, which advocated forced removal of Palestinians from Israel. Recent polls project Likud winning about 30 of Parliament's 120 seats, while Jewish Home and Jewish Power probably wouldn't have enough support to enter Parliament on their own.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Diverse opinions in group think tanks during college is not always a given. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
There once was a time, at least on some college campuses, where ideas were not always the same, and you would have diverse opinions on topics and even political issues. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Spencer Brown. He's a Young America Foundation spokesman, and I asked him, when did this whole group think on college campuses begin?
Well, unfortunately, this is a problem that we've seen, you know, basically since Young America's foundation was started back in the 1960s. And what it is it's just administrators using their power and professors using their power over students to just teach this one side. But I think what we've seen in the years since we started doing this report, sort of more extreme cases of leftist indoctrination. So now you've got intersectionality as weaved in, and sort of this victim mentality that the left loves to use is just completely pervade these courses. So where it used to be sort of the more identity politics departments, the women's studies, gender studies departments, now it's even in English courses, history courses, economics courses. It's just kind of everywhere now.
So what are some of the more outrageous examples when you guys did this study?
Well, I think one of the most alarming trends that we saw in this year's Comedy and Tragedy report is a resurgence in courses that talk about Marx and Marxism as if it were relevant today and could solve some of the problems that America faces in the 21st century. And obviously we know Marxism, socialism has been tried many times in the past and always with disastrous results.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.